Locker room chats continuing tonight on KNZA. We're on to Riverside talking Cyclone basketball. Pleased to be joined now by the girls' head coach and Craig Burns, presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. 14 wins in the regular season, coach. You're setting your sights now on the playoffs, which begin for you guys on Friday night against Royal Valley. We'll talk about them in a moment, but you know, it's kind of a weird scenario that you guys are in. You play, what, four games, your last four regular season games in about a week's time. Now you get a little bit of time off before the playoff game against Royal Valley. Talk about this final stretch of the season, ultimately leading to a 14-9 regular season.
Real happy with how the ladies, they finished up the season. We took some L's, but they played hard. Like you said, we had that 1 week, we played four games, and that was tough. But sometimes you have to learn how to push yourself. You know, if we're going to do anything in postseason, you're going to have to play some games in a row anyway. So you might as well learn how to push yourself through some of those tough games that we might get into.
Coach, you've been now year number four head coach for the Cyclone girls. You know, you got four seniors on the roster. You have seen them since you have gotten there. You know, their freshman year to now their senior year. You know, talk about those four seniors for a second, the growth, what you've seen from them here in these last 4 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. When I came to Riverside, you know, there was a lot of talk. There was some girls that wasn't going to go out for basketball. And I'll start out with Ebony Alvarez. You know, she played in junior high, and I watched some videos, and I was like, oh, she has some potential, you know, she could be a good player. But then I was hearing she wasn't going to play. So I had a meeting for our summer practices, and I had to talk to her one-on-one just to talk to her to go out. And she came out, and she did a good job. I mean, she didn't get to start her senior year, but she stuck with it. She didn't complain. She's just a great girl. She's going to do well in life. And then we have Trinity Jackson. She was up and down last year, but this year she really put together again, and she's having a great senior year for her. You know, she's doing some good things and really happy about how she's playing, especially at this time. And then Ella Whistler. She's grown. I remember putting her in, you know, in state games and just kind of watching some films. And you just see how their bodies changed and how their game has changed. And it's just nice just to see them grow in their 4 years. And then somebody that I'm just really going to miss, Nyla Duncan. Her basketball IQ, people just, they just don't understand what this young lady knows about basketball. I just don't even know how she knows it, but. You know, just certain things she did going into sub-state and being a freshman, taking over part of the point guard duties with Hallie Studer, you know, sharing a little bit of that. And, man, that really took us to another level for that team. And then she just continued to, you know, just show her basketball IQ. This year, she just controls the team, controls the tempo. She knows what I want. She's just like the coach out on the court. Yeah, she's going to be really missed. She's going to be tough.
Coach, real quick, a thought on your first-round matchup. You guys are hosting as the 7th seed. You take on a Big East League opponent in Royal Valley on Friday night. You've seen Hiawatha. You've seen Sabetha, so you understand kind of what the Big East is about. You know, very good Royal Valley team. They got two really good players up top, and then, you know, they've battled some injuries, getting some other girls involved late in the season. But a tough test here in the opening round on Friday night against Royal Valley. What do you think about the matchup, and obviously what's it going to take to get a win and move on?
Yeah, you said it. You know, they have two excellent players, and, you know, I don't know their names. I really don't get into their names until I see the program, but, you know, I definitely know their number. You know, number 5, a good player. Number 45 is like, I was like, oh, okay. I kind of see a little bit of Taylor, you know, wiser in her a little bit. Not, you know, not saying she'll get there, but I mean, she handles the ball, brings the ball down the court. I mean, I think she's 6 foot, maybe taller, and she's really skilled for her height. And number 5, she looks tall. I'm not sure if she's like 5'11 or so, but they both handle the ball. They can shoot the ball from outside. They can post up. So they're going to cause us some problems. And they have some complimentary players that really do some things. So it's going to be a tough matchup for us, but we're going to have to, you know, we have to play the game. So we got to show up and see what we can do.
Excited to see it. Riverside girls basketball coach Craig Burns joining us one final time here this season. Again, a 14-9 regular season. Cyclones, the 7 seed in the sub-state. They'll host 10 seed Royal Valley on Friday night beginning at 6 o'clock. Coach, can't thank you enough all season long, man. Good luck here in the playoffs.
Hey, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports. And may God bless, man. And going to miss talking to you every Wednesday, man.